for you. The agenda circulated, we thought we should be able to start now and work within the 2 hours time, from 9 to 11. But I think if it's quicker, it's fine. It's no big deal. Can we then actually just check if we have all the documents? There's an agenda circulated, and in the circulated agenda, because our meeting is a continuation of the one we had yesterday, I do actually have apologies from McPherson and Mulder. So those are the two apologies I've got. So I'm sure the committee will be comfortable with accepting those apologies. So in the agenda we're actually looking at today, there are circulated documents to members, which actually is presentation from different parties. We may actually want to get a session where we, you know, get parties in their submission to speak to what they actually put before us. And on the basis of that, then I'll ask Secretary just to speak to process afterwards on how the management of this process would actually be dealt with moving forward. So there are documents that are circulated as inputs of parties, but there's also a, I got the term clean version of the document in terms of the budgetary review recommendation report. So in the actual document that we have circulated. So I thought maybe the unedited draft, which we have before us, we, even though if the date is 14, we will actually just say the latest circulated is the clean version of the document, which is actually this one relating to budgetary review and recommendation report of the Portfolio Committee Trade and Industry dated October. So we will actually be looking at that. So if the committee is comfortable that we proceed in terms of consideration of the first draft of our BRRR report, we actually can then proceed in our meeting and confirming or accepting the report, an edited draft circulated as an updated one, because you might have the other one we had yesterday. Then the part which one actually would be suggesting as part of the program is just speaking to parties in their submissions that they've actually given to the committee, just to speak through that, and then actually move to your point of actually how we're managing the process moving forward. Secretariat will then speak to us. I'm sure you will be fine with that approach as a committee. If you're comfortable with that, then we can start just to get to speak to parties with their submissions which they've got for us. And then afterwards, agree to process moving forward. Or maybe we should actually get Secretariat before we actually move to that process. Let's take Mantashe and then Mbuyane.
Chair, I was just reminding the committee to first adopt the agenda.
Yeah.
Committee? Motse.
Thank you, Chair. I move for adoption of the agenda. Thank you, Chair. I second the adoption of the agenda.
Okay. No objection.
No objection to acceptance. Agreed to. Can we then proceed? I'll ask Secretary just to speak to process. Andrew?
Thank you, Chair. Yesterday the committee agreed that we are, well, there was a request from the party agency that they wish to relook at their submissions and make some changes. yesterday afternoon, we received those changes and we forward those changes to the broader committee. We also requested that other members, other parties submit recommendations and conclusions for consideration today. Now, the ACDP, the EFF and Freedom Funds have submitted submissions. In fact, the Lions said they didn't feel, after receiving the amended version of the AMC, they feel fine, no need for them to add to what has already been put on paper. Further to that, you will see that the submissions that were made by the ACDP, EFF, and Freedom Fund Plus, we, just in terms of process, put other word, alternative wording in to capture the essence of what is being said. The committee now needs to go, because it's submitted to the committee, the committee now needs to go through each of the parties' submission, either agree or disagree, for inclusion into the report, and at the end of that process, we will then know what we need to include in the report for adoption tomorrow. So if you go through the ACDP, for example, submission, the committee will have to either agree or disagree to what Mr. Brink is proposing. And at the end of that, we will know that the committee agrees with one, two, or all of it, or reject all of it. So that will be the process that will unfold now. Thank you, Chair.
So I think we can actually then proceed. Order of how we proceed will be up to the committee members. Parties have made submissions circulated to all of us. And maybe you can actually ask the party that was, the Democratic Alliance, I think it's the point is that we say sufficiently covered. I'll skip that. Then maybe you can actually go to Thring and then come to Yako and then come to the ANC and see how we actually then look at the contribution. Floor here, Mr. Thring.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think it needs to be said that having looked at all of the ANC ruling parties' submissions, I do not think that we have any challenge with regards to the submissions because in a sense it captures our discussions that took place within our committee meetings, particularly in the last week and in the months that have ensued. So having said that, there are, however, the submissions that are made by the ACDP. I don't know whether you want me to go through them one at a time. The first one, Chair, essentially is looking at the aspects of beneficiation. And I think that looking, when the Minister presented, our beneficiation seems to be fairly narrow. Yet South Africa has the potential to increase beneficiation beyond just, you know, platinum and the iron ore sectors. So the first written submission is really asking that the committee, the department, looks at developing a system where we can broaden beneficiation, and then also looking at monitoring, because we can talk about the beneficiation that takes place, but how is that, you know, if we have one or two companies or one or two individuals that have been employed via beneficiation, how do we as a committee, how are we appraised of that? So if there's a monitoring system, I think it actually helps us to see the growth that takes place with regards to beneficiation. So Chair, that's the first. The second is with regards to targets of improving economic growth, creating jobs, and partnering with the departments of higher education and basic education. Chair, this comes from a document that I read some time back where there was a partnership between business and I think it was some of your Tibet colleges. And I can't recall where it was, but I read this about a year ago. And out of that particular partnership, all of the students where the businesses drafted the curricula in terms of the skills that they actually needed. And all of the students that came from those particular Tibet colleges where they employed that particular curricula were then employed by business because those were the skills that business needed. So So here we have a model that already works. And so what we are saying is the ACTP, let's take this particular model and let's grow it. Let's see what kind of synergy we can actually have with the Department of Basic Education, Higher Education, as well as the private sector. So that's the second chip. Chip the third and the fourth. I know that these are controversial. And I sat up last night long and hard because it touches, I think, the rawness of where we are as a nation. But having said that, Chair, I am not unaffected by the effects of apartheid. I too, as a black African, suffered under apartheid. I too fought the ravages of apartheid during my teen years and my tertiary education years. But having said that, Chair, I do not want to be classified using apartheid classifications. There's something that rises up within me when I have to go to a government organization. And one of the first things they ask me is, are you black, white, colored, or Indian? Because it reminds me of the pain I had to endure during apartheid. We talk about social cohesion, and I believe that social cohesion is one of the things that brings our nation together, irrespective of our colors. And when the nation comes together, it will then contribute to economic growth. But for as long as we are divided, economic growth then becomes a distant reality. So, Chi, I think that 3 and 4 essentially speaks to that particular aspect. So the submissions of 3 and 4, that's the scrapping of racial policies, where we have to see you white, you colored, you black, you Indian, and this is how many, you know, individuals we have in these different departments. So that's for 3. 4 chairs on the broad-based black economic empowerment. I chatted with some of my colleagues, for example, in the mining sector, well, residents in mining villages in particular. And these are black, and again, to use a racial classification, these are black individuals. And they bemoan the fact that you have individuals who are outside of your village, not even people from within the village, who are given preferential treatment with regards to BBBEE. And so it is failing, and this is our submission from the ACDP, it is failing to be broad. It is very narrow. Let us rather take that particular finance that is being given to the BBBEE Commission, and let's use those particular finances to benefit the poorest of the poor. I know that those two are controversial, Chair, but there it is. And then the last one is just with my interaction with some poultry farmers, where certainly I think that one of the submissions was that if we put our policies in place and we are able to prevent the dumping from taking place, protect our poultry industry. The assertion was that some 100,000 or so jobs could be created within the next year or two by doing so. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Can we take comments from members? Because just one wanted to check. Let's take Cutlass and then Mantashin after that.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I agree with the ACDP's recommendations, and in particular 3 and 4. What we've seen is BBBEE used as a clientelistic system for those who dispense political patronage to one another. We have the highest Gini coefficient in the world at 0.67, and race-based policies have taken us nowhere in terms of redistributing wealth and ensuring that the poorest of the poor lift themselves out of poverty and improve their upward social mobility. And I think in that respect, we share the ACDP sentiments in saying that we should scrap the EE and it must be replaced with an alternative that uses an index that takes into account inequality of demographic location, takes into account income levels, educational levels, and makes sure that there's an accurate reflection of who suffers. The thing is that South Africans, we must acknowledge that the majority of people who live in poverty are black Africans. and there is no denying that. However, there are other groups, as Honourable Singh said, and I also don't like to use the classifications, that are suffering, that weren't white enough under apartheid and do not happen to be black enough under the democratic dispensation. And I think that's highly problematic. We should be focusing on ensuring that all poor people are uplifted, regardless of their race, their background, their gender, whatever it may be. And that should be our focus as not only a committee, but as a country. And I think in that respect, we support those recommendations and would like to see them included in the report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. And good morning to everyone. Chairperson, we are not in the submission from the ACDP. We have no issues with their paragraph 1, 2, and 5. But we have issues with their paragraph 3 and 4. Chairperson, we as a country must first reach a stage where we can compare apples to apples. So at this point, since the enactment of the triple PEE, there has been change in the status of the economy of some black people, but we are not where we want to be. And therefore, Chairperson, I appeal to the honourable member that spoke before me that it is not the right time for us to talk in the manner they talk, because we still want black people to be in the same level of economically with the whites that were privileged. This racial, you know, classification for me is discrimination that is necessary at this point. Because if we don't, we'll be reversing the game that we've had since the election of that. So I appeal to my learned comments on my left not to touch on this policy. This is a triple BE that they're fighting with, whether they coat it with sugar or with chocolate. It still says that they want us to abolish the triple PEE policy of the African National Congress, and we will never accept it. So, Chairperson, from the African National Congress side, we don't agree with their paragraphs 3 and 4. Thank you, Chair.
If you can take any further comments, so it's only 1, 2, and 5. You actually think it's supported. So then we need to actually further discuss 3 and 4, and it's not completely missed out in terms of what the committee may need to talk about, but it's where the position is. Just start with the PAPLET first and then come to train. Chair, I'd just like to add one point of information that I omitted in my previous statement, and that is if you look at the black middle class and the expansion thereof of about 8 million people, particularly under President Mbeki's presidency, you'll see that a large majority of that happened as a result of the neoliberal policy of here, and while people were brought into the mainstream economy, although it was very concentrated and seemed to focus on labour absorptive elements of the economy. And if we look at the arguments that Ms. Mantash put forward in terms of saying that this has done away in contributing to it, then it's actually a fallacy when you look at the economic numbers itself. So respectfully, I stick with my original position. Green.
Chair, I do think that we have challenges economically, and the ACDP is not oblivious to the challenges that many of our poorest of the poor in South Africa, the indigent, have to endure. We're not oblivious to the suffering of our people. But Chair, the best way to bring our people out of poverty is to free them. And one of the ways of doing that is to ensure that I don't want to be given a particular position because of the color of my skin. I want to earn the position. I do not see myself as being inferior to anybody in South Africa because of the color of my skin. I'm able to stand proudly to say that I have worked hard and I am who I am because of my hard work. And I do not think that we are assisting by because of your racial classification, giving our people a heads up. We are intelligent as black people. We are hardworking as black people. We are competent as black people. And one of the ways of proving that is to remove some of these particular policies that says we are only able to get to certain positions if we are given a leg up. And by doing so, by having the correct policies in place, education policies in place, which show that the black child is just as competent, is just as intelligent, that the black worker is just as competent, just as intelligent, as Asian, European, whichever other classification one wishes to add. And so it is in that particular context. Psychological studies have also shown, particularly in the United States, that where they had these particular policies, it actually brought psychological harm to some of the black in the United States. And I know that there may be some differences to black South Africans and black Americans, but psychological studies have shown that it actually brought psychological harm. That the only way you could get this particular position is by a quota system or by the law protecting you. But yeah, I understand. I understand the position of the ANC, and hopefully someday this will become not something that we have to enforce. Thank you, Jim.
Sorry, can I just hear Nicole and end up with you very quick? Nicole?
Thank you, Chair. I don't have the words for what I am. I think I'm reacting to the conversation. I've been a part of the redress, companies having to then realign their moral to basically assimilate black workers. And once you find yourself in that space, you find that you're actually being treated inferior because you've been brought in based on a company not wanting to use contracts. So that's where you find that there's nothing wrong with racial classification. Because literally, my worry is that in 20 years to come, we're still going to be dealing with our children being classified by the based on the color of their skin. So my issue is not to brush a rainbow cloud over it. It is what it is. We work in corporate, we've worked in corporate, we understand what corporate sees us as. You can only work so hard, but you'll find out wage-wise, you're not earning the same salary. Exposure-wise, you're not getting the same exposure, yet you have the same education. But it's only based on the color of your skin. You can speak English up your nose, you can do whatever, you can work an extra night, you can do whatever, but you're not going to get there based on the color of your skin. So we can't brush over the fact that we are black, we've been discriminated, we've got a history of being discriminated. It will never wash away for decades to come in this country because we're still feeding into it. Whether it's through BE or it's through whatever, but it's still there. It needs to be addressed. Our people need to be exposed to more. Hence we say the only problem is that corruption has been set in into the systems that have been placed to assimilate the previously disadvantaged into the spaces. That's what we need to nip in the bud. We need to nip the corruptive tender processes that are happening in this country. We need to scrap that altogether. That's what we need to do. We need to make sure that we root out the loopholes that are in these policies that allow those that are rich already to get richer off the backs of black people. So that's my belief.
And then I stay weak.
Thank you, Chair. I'm really glad that the person who proposed the scrapping of Triple B is saying that he understands the position. So I just wanted to say
country in that the African National Congress does not support three and four that deals with the scrapping of BBBEE. And I think as long as South Africa remains one of the most unequal societies in the world, we will have BBBEE. But I hear what Honorable Yaku is saying. We can look at loopholes and see where we can improve. And I think that exercise must be undertaken. But even as Honorable Fling and Cuthbert were speaking, it was difficult for them to get their points across without putting a label on it and saying, you know, so I think they proved their own point they disproved their own point in asking for it to be scrapped. But as long as we have poverty having a black face, and in particular a black woman's face, and as long as we don't have equal pay for equal work, and the list is quite long, Chairperson, but as long as those inequalities remain, the African National Congress will support BBBEE, so we don't support those proposals by the ACDP. Thank you.
Okay. So I think if I can go back to ACDP, so obviously, which means for the proposal is 1, 2, and 5. If you can actually move that and then we can hear from the meeting. But the other side as well is that for 4 and 5 issues, it doesn't mean in terms of program of this committee, it will be completely missed or it won't be part of our program in terms of engagement, because in the scope of work we do, that's an area which actually features quite strongly when we implement and get things done as a committee. So I'm saying for Honorable Fling is that it's not completely missed, but in terms of the process we're in now, the request is just for you to move the 3 points, and then we'll get the committee to actually confirm, and then we proceed on that. Thank you.
Chair, I understood that this wasn't going to be an easy debate, an easy discussion, but I appreciate the fact that you said that it is actually on the table for further discussion also within this committee. So I move, Chair, that my points in 1, 2, and 5 be accepted by this committee. Thank you.
We will ask for a second. Natasha.
Our second, Honorable on the items 1, 2, and 5.
So it's actually seconded. I'm sure the committee is okay that we add that. Okay. Can we then proceed to the next presentation? Or next submission of parties. Okay, EFF, we can actually ask Yako.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's not really a submission, but just a note that when we were having the discussion, my premier example was that there are other industries as well that are high energy users that do not want to pay and basically strangle municipalities with the promise of loss of jobs. For example, I used the motor industry in Nelson Mandela Bay, because we don't have much of the steel industry, but it seemed the report is centered around steel, and I noticed that also the reply from the DG centered around steel, but mine was to say that it is not just steel, but it's also other industries that are predominant in certain municipalities that use ESCOM as a gateway of wanting to cut jobs or putting municipalities under pressure.
We can then take comments, take your comments.
Thank you, Chair. I was just looking in the document because I think we can actually support that recommendation. We must just look where it speaks to the unlocking of projects and programs for economic development, but wherever it is, I suggest that we add what Honorable Yanko has proposed in adding other industries that are heavily reliant on energy and
there's comment 17.
Chair, the issue is raised in the body of the report, so there is a link to what Ms. Yanko is saying. That's why we drafted it in that way, because this is not abstract, it's context to what Ms. Yanko was saying. So, can we just move and this might get a segment for that conclusion.
Okay, Honourable Member Yanko, Dr. Mugibas has put as a conclusion, as an additional point, if you can move that and let's get a second. Yanko?
I move for the addition of other industries and other industries to be included in the report, Chair.
Okay. The third one is actually the Freedom Farm Plus. We did actually get the members' apology earlier. Maybe we can actually get that.
Chair, we received the submission from Freedom Farm Plus as it relates to the health tax, the sugar tax. Now, looking at our budget report, the same recommendation was made in our budget report. And to date, we didn't yet have a response from the minister to our budget vote recommendations. So it's the same, it's exactly the same. So the question is, should we await the response from the minister before, or will we double dipping basically, saying it, putting it again in the paper? There is a report that was adopted by the House, so the only thing outstanding to address the same recommendation is the minister's response. So the committee will need to decide on how they wish to proceed in the absence of Mr. Fulden.
I think, Chairperson, it would be what do you call it? No, I think it's like we are running ahead of ourselves because we know that there are challenges in the sugar industry. There are proposals that we've heard in presentations, for instance, other uses for sugar cane, and there are other mechanisms that will be put in place to save the sugar industry. So I think to now go and undo the health aspect of it, you know, because of the challenges that we're having, the sugar industry is putting the horse before the cart. Let's first see what other measures and plans we can implement to assist the sugar industry. So as the African National Congress, we do not support this addition to the HMR report.
Let me just get from the other parties if you have any further comments, because I think I remember on the budget vote, it was actually the item 16 on my budget presentation. On behalf of the committee, there was a committee recommendation which actually spoke to engaging with the Minister of Finance and of Health to review the impact of health promotion levy on sugary beverages on the sugar industry and sugar cane growers. So it is actually covered, and I think one would actually just say it's not an issue that's going to be missed because it's part of the issue that the minister would have to respond to, or issue that we need to follow through in engaging with the ministry. So if the committee is comfortable with that, then we can actually then also further inform our honourable member Mulder on how we actually have sort of suggested taking forward on the issue, and for the specific meeting today, there may not be a need for any addition because the issue is covered as an issue that the minister will have to respond to. So I think with that, then we can actually have agreement, because I think one actually can confirm is an issue that was raised and should be followed up with the minister. Unless there are further comments, we would actually inform our honourable member and then maybe agree that the issue can be accommodated and will be engaged on, but on the issue relating to the recommendation and conclusion of the report may not be necessary at this stage. Are there any further comments from committee members? If not, then can we then proceed to the next one? So then we can take the ANC's one, and then we can actually have you taking us through or moving it as a separated document before you, Natasha.
Chairperson, we on behalf of the African National Congress, making this submission on the conclusions of the document, and we request other parties to support us.
We'll ask for a second for that. It will be easier if ever the other parties.
Chair, as indicated, I have gone through it, and I think to a large extent at the outset I indicated that it does cover much of our discussions in the ensuing weeks and months, and so the SEDP will support this these recommendations. Thank you for submission.
Then I'll check if there's any objection. No objection. Then we actually, and then move to secretary, just to give a sense of process moving forward, because we actually have received submissions. We have actually highlighted those which we thought would be helpful to be added, and for those maybe we thought may not be appropriate, we are at this stage. So maybe we'll actually then go to secretariat and pick up on that one.
Chair, we came to the end of the proceedings because now at the Secretariat we know what we should include in the report and what should be not included in the report, and it will give us time to consolidate the report and circulate it to members this afternoon. So just at the end of I would think, well, if not this afternoon, first thing tomorrow morning before the caucuses, so then the parties can take it to their particular purpose, to the caucuses. But we will make the necessary changes because there's agreement to these amendments, to proposals that were made, and we will include it in the body of the report now, and then tomorrow we will meet at 1 o'clock to formally adopt the report. Thank you, Chair. Chair, like I said, we will consider this afternoon or first thing tomorrow morning, but with regard to the program, if I may speak clearly, remember we indicated that the IP training professors was not available on those 2 dates that we originally indicated. They came back to us and advised that they are available on the 30th and the 6th of November, which we accepted. So there will be a slight change to the program next week. Next week we will consider the annual report of the National Consumer Commission on Tuesday, and on Wednesday we will consider the annual report of the ECIC as a result of the swap in the training. But I'll forward an amended program to members, and I'll also do the group wise thing to members. Tuesday is the annual report of the NCC, and Wednesday the ECIC. IC. Export Credit Insurance Corporation.
Okay, so I think the two things we're doing now is just a point of making sense that is it tomorrow in terms of our portfolio committee, 1 o'clock G26 we'll actually be looking at the final report for adoption by the committee, and I think we have the committee, the secretariat, working from now till end of today for us to get the copy, or latest tomorrow morning. Then the members will have an opportunity to have a look at that. We meet at 1. We actually look at the adoption. We might actually make addition or changes. So you won't actually have a... And the one would actually really appreciate the inputs of all parties that have made their submission for the purpose of our meeting today. Then tomorrow we'll actually adopt the report with recommendations and conclusion. Let me take comments, Kappa.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, just to notify you that we have an alternate coming in Mr. McPherson and my place tomorrow. And I just want to know if he was furnished with the details of the meeting and those kinds of things to come and send to the report.
I will show that happens. You'll be informed today and we'll forward the documentation to you as well.
Unless there are further issues from the committee side, the purpose for our meeting has just actually been achieved by the team. Thank you very much. Are there any further issues, announcements, nothing? So can we meet then at 1? G26, 1300 tomorrow. It's actually when we're going to be looking at the report that we might get later today or early tomorrow morning. Then when we sit at about 1, we would actually then be adopting the report. Let me take you where.
Thank you very much, Chair. Madam, I think it's all important. I'm just wondering if you can be able to talk to the Secretary outside if there's any clarity from the body part of the report. Thank you.
Can we then actually just confirm that on any issues, remember in the report, I said it's a cleaner version. You might pick up issues because as a committee member you have a right to go through the report as circulated to you this morning. And if ever there are issues you may want to raise directly with the secretariat, the committee won't have a problem with that. So that we actually have a report where when it actually gets issued later today or first thing in the morning, we know that at least all the contribution has been looked at. Okay. Any further comments? If none, can I actually ask that we conclude our meeting? And thank you very much for making time to come through here. So for our BRRR report, we're almost done. The final report will be adopted tomorrow at 1. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.